This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular consultation on patient Newman, N-E-U-M-A-N, first name OSHA, O-S-H-A, the date of birth, February 14, 1939, the date of follow-up evaluation, September 20, 2022. The chief complaint, shortness of breath. The HPI, the patient is an 83-year-old male who was initially evaluated August 22, 2022, period. At that time, he presented with exhaustion and shortness of breath with minimal exertion, period. He had noted exhaustion following a fall, although he had no head trauma, period. He stated that blood pressure was noted to be extremely low, period. He has had no chest pain, but reports some shortness of breath, worsened with exertion. It had been extremely worse over the last week and a half, period. He had then been referred for evaluation, period. On the initial exam, patient was noted to have edema of the left lower extremity. He was further found to have sinus bradycardia, fatigue, and dyspnea, period. He was referred for a Doppler of the left lower extremity to rule out DVT, and further referred for a nuclear scintigraphy, period. The patient returned to the office today following his multiple evaluations, period. He states that if dyspnea seemed to have resolved since having been tested, period, he is now back to normally functioning baseline, period. His fatigue is noted to have resolved, period. The past medical history includes peripheral neuropathy, neck number, Waldenstrom macroglobulinemia, neck number, status of fall, June 28th, period. Neck number, CIDP, neck number, prostate cancer, neck number, gum disease, period. The past surgical history is unremarkable. His medication, androgel, next number, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams, one daily, tadalafil, 20 milligrams, amsulucin, 0.4 milligrams, one daily. Allergy, plasmapheresis results in anaphylaxis. Family history, father had a pacemaker. Social history, he has had no cigarettes in 50 years. He your systems, constitutional, he has had recurrent falls. He has had a fracture of the L4 vertebrae, period. Genitourinary, he requires catheterization to empty his bladder, period. Psychiatric, he has anxiety, musculoskeletal. He has a wrist deformity, hematologic. He has easy bruising and easy bleeding. The main of the reduced systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 160 is 557, pulse 78, respiratory rate 20, height 70 inches, weight 131.4 pounds, that is 131.4. The remainder of the examination is unremarkable. Doppler performed on August 25, 2022, revealed no sonographic evidence for DVT in the lower extremity from the groin to the lower calf. Period. Nuclear medicine, myocardial perfusion, multiple PET scan performed on September 6, 2022, reveals ejection fraction 73% with EDV of 67 and ESV of 18 mL. Wall motion is somewhat hydrokinetic in the septum, but otherwise looks normal. The thumb stress score is 8, giving a low to intermediate chance of hard cardiac event in the next year. There is prominently decreased perfusion in the basal aspect of the septum on both breath and stress imaging. This looks matched, period, and could represent septal infarct, although hypokinesis being in the septal motion does not seem excessive. This could represent attenuation artifact, period. Perfusion elsewhere looks normal, but not the potential evidence for infarct or ischemia, period. Echocardiogram. Revealed left ventricular ejection fraction 79%, period. There is mild aortic regurgitation, period. There is mild mitral regurgitation, period. There is mild to moderate tricuspid regurgitation. The RV systolic pressure is 36 millimeters of mercury, period. There is mild pulmonic regurgitation, period. No pericardial effusion is noted, period. The impression this 83-year-old male had noted fatigue and dyspnea, period. Workup was subsequently noted to be unremarkable, period. There was concern, correction, there is concern that his nuclear stress test has a perfusion defect, period. However, he has no angina. He has normal exercise tolerance at this point in time, period. There is a question of whether this could represent an attenuation defect, period. Given the fact that patient is relatively asymptomatic at this time, and this is at best a fixed defect, no possible interventions are indicated at this time, period. I will continue to follow him, period. I will see him again in 12 months. Dr. Arlington Ferguson, ending dissertation on patient motion, Newman.